From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Both sides in the Iran nuclear negotiations say that there's a lot more work to do if they're going to reach a deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss some of the key disputes that have prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. Kerry said that he and Zarif's teams have been working very hard and very diligently in order to maximize progress.
And I think it's fair to say that both sides are working extremely hard with a great sense of purpose and a good faith effort to make progress, and we are making progress.
The secretary added that negotiators still have a lot of work to do and some tough issues remain. Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a July 7th deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Thousands of Greeks turned out Friday night in Athens for rallies both for and against accepting new austerity measures in Sunday's bailout referendum. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told nearly 25,000 supporters that the referendum is not about whether to stay in Europe or not, but a decision about living in Europe with dignity. Earlier Friday, European Commission, President Jean-Claude Juncker said that a no vote Sunday could spell trouble for Greece.
Even in the case of a yes vote, we'll have to face difficult negotiations. In the case of a no vote, the Greek position will be dramatically weak.
European leaders have warned that a no vote Sunday would amount to Greece becoming the first country to leave the 19-nation Eurozone. This is VOA News. Witnesses say that Boko Haram militants executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Residents of a town in Nigeria's Borno state say that Boko Haram fighters entered the town before dawn Friday and went house to house looking for the alleged defectors. One resident said that 11 people were found slaughtered at the Eid praying ground outside of town. He said all 11 were recent arrivals whom residents had suspected were possible Boko Haram members. Boko Haram has been blamed for several attacks this week in the deadliest wave of violence since President Muhammadu Buhari took office May 29th. A solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific, the riskiest leg of its 35,000-kilometer trip around the world on only solar power. The Solar Impulse 2's pilot, Andre Borschberg's 120-hour voyage, beat the previous longest solo piloting record that had been held by American adventurer Steve Fawcett. Peter Fry is one of the plane's designers.
Wow, it's great. We did it. And congratulations to all of you over there, the whole crew, because it's the whole crew. We are a big team.
Swiss adventurer Bertrand Piccard will fly the same aircraft on the next leg from Hawaii to the city of Phoenix, Arizona. From there, the Solar Impulse is scheduled to fly to New York before crossing the Atlantic to its final destination, Abu Dhabi. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday on Saturday. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have issued an alert earlier this week after calls for violence by the Islamic State group during Ramadan. Douglas Price is an FBI agent in Phoenix, Arizona. He says so-called lone wolf attackers are extremely dangerous.
You know, you can have some person in their mom's basement on a computer becoming radicalized and never have to go anywhere, never leave their house. And that's the challenge for us in law enforcement, is that type of person.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and in France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the patriotic holiday in the United States. And Philippine authorities say the death toll from a ferry accident has risen to 50, and at least 5 people remain missing. Nearly 140 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the Kim Nirvana went down Thursday, just minutes after leaving port. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.